Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FMs, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's fucking Friday. It's the 29th day of July, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 and unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 91 degrees here, 4,200 feet in high Cascades of Northern Jefferson, and we're expecting a high of 97 degrees today, but the climate basin is just hotter than fuck. Yeah, I'm sitting here with a goddamn sweater on because you got to turn air conditioning on right away, and then you just bake a little bit at night. But at any rate, dry, there's no word for it, and we've had one fire, they caught the guy over by Curry County. Some people fucking tied him to a tree, caught him lighting fire. So, you know, he was from Veneta. That's up by fucking Springfield, Oregon, about 160-170 fucking miles away. And, this year things are going to be a little bit different. A lot of people are fucking, everybody's looking for somebody trying to start a fucking fire. I wouldn't want to get caught trying to start a fucking fire up here. I'm telling you, fucking people can think what you want of us out here. There's still a lot of deep, dark fucking forest left, motherfuckers. Some people might tie you up. I guess the guy had to go to the hospital because he fell down. You son of a bitch, as you fucking try and burn our fucking goddamn forest down and we catch you. And we will be looking. That being said, let's see what we're going to look at today. White House resorts to economy doing great because it's not famine, guys. Hey, man, let's fucking all have a party tonight because we're not in a deep famine. Our kids ain't fucking there with bloated bellies and flies buzzing on their goddamn eyes. Hey, fucking everything's great, Biden. You need some more billions for your fucking goddamn mob over there in the Ukraine, you cocksucker. We'll get into it as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. White House resorts to, this is the quote, economy doing great because it's not famine. You see, they've been talking this whole thing. You've heard them probably say several times, as I have, that we got to get used to doing with less. No, you motherfuckers, you better get used to doing with way fucking less. Because we're taking your fucking yachts. We're taking your mountains of fucking gold. We're hanging your fucking asses. Yeah, you're going to have a whole lot less. But you're not going to tell us, oh, you're doing, Our cattle aren't fucking starving, so that they're doing better than the other people's fucking cattle. Fuck you. We're not your cattle. We're your fucking masters, you son of a bitch. We're the people who are going to judge you in a court of fucking law, and people are going to put the rope around your fucking neck and hang your goddamn treasonous asses. This ain't your fucking country, and you don't throw fucking scraps at my goddamn feet, you motherfucker. Anyway, this is from Zero Hedge. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Doubling down on Biden's administration peddling its fantasy that 2 quarters of economic decline does not mean a recession, White House economic advisor Brian Deese, this week tried to argue that all is fine since Americans, by and large, aren't starving. You motherfuckers, you understand how many goddamn guns we have, right? I don't give a fuck what you say about fucking any goddamn fucking military on this planet. You do understand how many fucking guns we have, right? You understand we're the largest army to ever exist on this fucking planet 10 times fucking over, and everybody is fucking pissed. You fucking throw this shit out at us. Why? Oh, you shouldn't be. They're not starving. You're not starving. I'm going to send 10 more billion over to my goddamn fucking international fucking gang over in the Ukraine, and we're going to split it up next week. You son of a bitch are fucking digging your own fucking hole, you treasonous cocksucker. You are not a legitimate fucking president. There is no legitimate fucking government in this goddamn country. Because that goddamn constitution was never fucking ratified by we the people. We never gave consent to your fucking rule or your theft of our fucking national resources, you son of a bitch. You're doing fine because you're not hungry. I got to give $700 million more over to my buddies in Ukraine. It's for the Ukrainian army. You see, they're fighting for the one world order democracy. Fuck your democracy. This country has never been, nor will it ever be, a fucking democracy, you son of a bitch. In fact, even the goddamn Masonic fucking dirty church cabal motherfuckers back in the day warned against democracy. What did George Washington, said about democracy? Democracy is like fire. It destroys itself. They didn't want nothing to do with it. Neither do we, you son of a bitches. You think you're going to fucking build another fucking government on top of a government on top of a government? Illegitimate, every fucking one of them. Not sanctioned by we the people. Not asked for by we the people. Fucking try. You think you're going to shove it down fucking 7 million fucking throats? You're about to get your fucking ass handed to you in a hard way. I think that our economy is more resilient to the types of challenges. I love this shit. Yes, when you can tell it's the old propagandists. They think that this is some kind of dazzling fucking shit. This is goddamn fucking crayon writing on a fucking sidewalk by a fucking retard, because that's what you cocksuckers are. And that's what, hey, I hope for you guys every day to live another day. I want to see you die on those fucking gallows, you treason son of a bitches, for every fucking crime you have committed against we the people and our unalienable, unchangeable, ratified by we the people law of December 15, 1791. There ain't nothing higher, son of a bitch. So when you meet that cop on the side of the fucking road and you start citing your fucking rights, you say, well, I've never heard of it. Well, then you ain't, then you fucking, you made a big fucking mistake. Boom! Now you've heard of it, you son of a bitch, because I have the right to enforce it right fucking here. I don't plead for my goddamn rights. I'm the goddamn fucking sovereign of this fucking country. You're my bitch. If you were even a fucking legitimate bitch, which you aren't, you're a corporate piece of fucking shit with a union badge that needs to be fucking removed from this fucking planet. You're not going to force your fucking shit down our throat. You're not going to take our goddamn country. You are going to pay the ultimate price for every crime you have fucking committed against our people if we have to dig your fucking bones up and hang them. For example, with respect to food, We're a net exporter of agriculture commodities, and we will be a net exporter of agriculture commodities even as our people fucking starve. Now the cocksuckers down there invading our southern border, they will be having their food fucking delivered to them in their hotel fucking rooms that you're paying for. But they'll want to see your fucking kids bloated with fucking flies on their eyes. Are you going to let it happen? Are you going to hand that gun over for a one loaf of bread to fucking prolong it fucking 4 hours, huh? And obviously, the high prices are hitting Americans very hard. But in a way, that is different from some places that are facing famine, for example. Well, they're facing fucking famine because they got the same fucking international corporate fucking mafia. Those people don't have guns. See, you know, you go to starve somebody. You got two people standing over there. You're going to starve one of them people to death. One of them's got a goddamn AR-15 and fucking 2,000 rounds of ammunition. The other one's sitting there. He's got his fucking dick in his hand. He ain't even got a fucking stick to fight with. Which one are you going to go after? See, you, this fucking shit makes perfect sense if you fucking think just a little bit about it. Obviously, facing famine. Yeah, they're facing famine because, hey, you know, you fuckers out there, you gave up your fucking guns, you gave up your fucking power. Because that's what power is on this fucking planet. As much as we'd like to see fucking universal peace and everybody getting along and not a handful of fucking thieves that have to stir everything up, have people kill each other so that they can make mountains of fucking gold as big as Mount Everest. The people could get along just fine. The fucking land would support us. Easily. And we wouldn't have to fucking rape it and tear it to fucking pieces to try to make a bigger mountain of fucking gold. Because all those mountains of gold are actually fucking irrelevant. Because they were never fucking needed. That's why there's mountains of them there. That was resource taken for no goddamn reason other than to pile it up and say, it's mine. It's mine. It's fucking mine. I can own people now. Give it a go. Go see what son of a bitch will give his fucking life. For your fucking goddamn shillings. Yeah, see, so you will give their fucking life for those motherfuckers to try and come and take our fucking guns and fucking make us goddamn subservient to you, you son of a bitch. Do it. See how long it takes them to figure out this just ain't fucking worth it. See how long it takes them to start burning their fucking goddamn uniforms and fucking running for the goddamn hills. When this fucking jungle breaks loose, you're going to fucking know it. It ain't going to be something that you can hide. It's going to be in everybody's fucking face. Obviously high prices hitting Americans very hard, but in a way that is different from some places that are facing famine. You fucking think you're going to drive us? Yeah, I mean, I ain't going to accept less. Each generation, that was one thing they always, you know, when they were selling their fucking left-right fucking incorporated cock-sucking goddamn fraudulent horse shit. Oh, you want your children to do better than you? You want your children to do better than you? Well, it's the kind of things have kind of turned 180 there, haven't they? Oh, with Americans can settle for this so that these motherfuckers who have no goddamn business inside our sovereign fucking borders, so they can come up here and we're going to have fucking international communism like that cocksucker Barry Satoro. Hey, you motherfucker, your ass is going to stretch on the goddamn gallows too, you fucking traitor. You have committed more offenses against the Bill of Rights, the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of this country than about anybody fucking else, you son of a bitch. And you and your fucking bitch are going to pay for it, or your bastard, or whatever the fuck it is. But hey, I think... Henry. Yes, sir.
Henry.
Yes, sir.
Going back to handing out food, this is about 15 years ago. I'm sitting on I-40 outside of Nashville, 252 yards thick, starting my logbook. I'm heading for the East Coast.
Uh-huh.
I pull into the rest area, and there's a car there, an older model car, with all the windows and the curtains hanging on it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm working my logbook, and up pulls a state trooper. And I thought he was going to check the car out. He steps out of the car with a big tray of McDonald's coffee and whatever else he had, giving it to the illegal aliens.
Well, you wanted to feed them son of a bitches, didn't you, Hubert? He was just helping you out. He was helping out. I mean, these people, they want a better life, dude. And when you can't have international...
I just thought I'd mention that. That happened about 15 years ago.
I believe you.
Them handing out food to everybody else. If you were sitting there starving, they'd probably give you a ticket for being a vagrant or something.
Oh, yeah, they put you in jail. You get something to eat, some fucking dog food in jail. No, these son of a bitches, I mean, it has been clear, completely out of hand for a long time. The people have not had control of their country like they're supposed to. Since what, 1871? And they think that if, hey man, we can get away for this couple hundred years, it'll become entrenched. And then it'll become a fatus accompli. Fuck you. It is not a fatus accompli. We got goddamn our guns and we'll take this son of a bitch back in a fucking day. There's a plenty of us to do it. And we will cram you and your communist fucking buddies up, eat one another's ass, and we will hang. We're just gonna fucking have to hang them. You know it. We're gonna have to shoot them or fucking hang them, or they'll take everything we got and give it to a third world son of a bitch who can't crack a fucking egg, who doesn't have anything to fucking offer the fucking world except that they can fuck like rabbits. And you'll hand it all over to them because you know why? Because they're easy to take things from. That's why they got to get rid of us American nationals. We're not easy to take things from. I don't know about you people, but fuck, I'm a cocksucker when it comes to somebody trying to fucking take something away from me. I'm a mean, hateful son of a bitch. You try and take something away from me that belongs to me, and I'll fucking die defending it. You will not. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I was going to say... Everybody don't have to wait too long. They're going to come to everybody and take it.
Well, they're going to come to everybody and get shot at. I mean, this whole idea, I don't like that when people talk about, well, they're going to come and take the guns. No, they're not. They're coming to have a fucking gun battle. I mean, and that's the truth of the matter. But, it's the terminology they want you to use. Oh, they're coming to take the guns. Well, fuck no, they ain't. No more than the King of fucking England was coming to Concord and Lexington to take the guns. What did he get? He got what he came there for, a fucking war. And he got his ass shot the fuck out of these United States of America. And then the traitors among us, God, that's what really always irks me. That's one piece of history that will always irk me, is that the fucking regular people, I'm not talking about just goddamn the vagrants on the street or anything like that. The people who fucking had carved like farms out, because when they're the ones that came out of the hills with the squirrel guns, and they're the ones that turned the tide of the fucking war when they started shooting officers off their fucking horses at 300 yards. And those people there, I mean, shit, man, their progeny are still here. They're trying to act like the goddamn only people that exist are the ones they put a camera on. And they put tighter and tighter controls on the cameras. You know that there's a lot of people. You can't film the police. You want to bet, you son of a bitch? You're saying I can't film the police. Now, I start filming the police, and you come up to do something about it, and somebody else in the bush there blows your fucking head off. I guess I'm still filming the police, ain't I? It's just like the gun confiscation. You think, oh, we're going to go confiscate some guns. No, you're going to go have some gun battles. Because we're not going to allow, we have to allow you to confiscate our guns. We have to hand them over to you. If you fucking go try to take a gun from somebody who doesn't want to give it up and tell me you're confiscating shit, you're in a gun battle. You're in a fucking war. And that's what you've opted for, you son of a bitches. So let's get on with it. Let's get this shit done. Let's see who's got the moxie to fucking go the final mile.
I hear you, Henry. That's all I got.
I know. There's enough of us that fucking, I mean, we're not, I don't, I mean, that the arrogance even saying it. We're coming, I mean, God damn it. When you were a kid growing up in school, that's one of the first things you learned about. Or I did anyway, and I was out here in these mountains and stuff, and maybe schools were different, but I'm pretty sure they had pretty much the same curriculum. But, you know, you learned about the founding fathers and the way they came to take the guns. They come to take the guns, and the people fucking shot them. I mean, and then they turn around and they're doing this. We're going to take the guns. Really? Well, the people are going to fucking shoot you. We're going to wipe you out of this country. We're going to take every goddamn thing you got. You miserable fuckers had stolen. It's like old Bill used to say, man. He goes, I don't understand them. They are stealing at an ad nauseum. They have stolen more than they could spend in 10 generations. It's not a fuck enough. And finally, I figured it out. It's because when they get, you know, once they've got to the point to where they have so much fucking wealth that there's not one material thing that they can think of that they can't fucking have just by saying it. Bring me that. Except there's one thing that they can't have. The things that are taboo. The things you do not do. Like raping children. That's what, that pedophilia. That's why it excites them. I mean, it's like you or me, you know, fucking, if we were getting a new gun, we would be excited about it. Man, you'd be thinking about it, man. When you finally got to go and get it and sight it in and shoot it and clean it. I mean, it would be an excitement about it to us because it's something we wanted and something we probably worked real hard for. These son of a bitches that material things are gone. I mean, fuck any material thing they want. They can have it brought to them, sighted in, everything. That's kind of boring, boom, you know, fucking to them. Everything has become boring to them because they have acquired so much fucking stolen wealth. That's all you can fucking call it. There's no way one man makes fucking $15 billion a year fucking honestly. God damn it. Think about it for a second. What could you possibly fucking do to make $15 billion a year honestly? Now, they used the fucking internet that was created by all the people. The internet could have never happened without the participation of all the fucking people that participated in it by the millions and millions and millions and billions. And but then a handful of people got all the fucking money that was generated by the fucking actions of these millions and billions and zillions of people. I mean, like fucking Bill Gates, you know, what? Bill only made $15 billion this year. That is a fucking outrageous amount. That is an amount that would allow you to buy anything you fucking want on this goddamn planet, any material fucking thing you want, your own fucking goddamn island, your own country. But then
I heard the head honcho of Amazon makes $64,000 a day.
Well, there you go. I mean, Jesus Christ, man. But once you can't, that reason you can't allow that is the first place, fucking like Bill Gates, I'm going to stick with Bill, because he was financed by the fucking CIA. That was our fucking money. Everything they didn't just come up and say, I mean, they didn't start with fucking 50 cents in their pocket or $10 in their pocket selling fucking hot dogs on the corner. They were fucking born into it. They were born into an aristocracy that fucking we're just, well, the most of the people are just now fucking finding out about. It's like Donald Trump. I mean, they fucking sit there and they admire that son of a bitch. I think his dad gave him 20-some million dollars or some kind of shit like that. That's your starter there, Donald. Boy, I guess we started on an even playing field there, didn't we, Donnie? So you must be so smart to be, I mean, you only filed bankruptcy 9 fucking times. I guess that was smart because you came out of it a billionaire. But you must be so smart. No, you're not so smart. You fucking belong to a clique. And that's what that Bill of Rights was put in fucking place to make sure there weren't going to be no goddamn groups grouping up and grouping up the fucking power over the individual. The individual's power was equal to any one person or every fucking body else on this goddamn continent in these United States put together. They couldn't pool their power. And that's what you see with this goddamn administrative admiralty. You see one goddamn poor man who knows the fucking truth standing against a goddamn the fucking whole power of a nation of a goddamn machine that was never supposed to exist, that was never supposed to have one tiny bit of authority over any individual national. If one of you cocksuckers wants to come out of that goddamn fucking bubble, that fiduciary, and face me fucking mano a mano in your private capacity in the common law court, then we're equal. You can, I mean, your fucking money ain't gonna, you ain't got, I ain't fighting the fucking the goddamn United States corporation. I'm fighting one son of a bitch on equal fucking ground. And if I'm in the right, fucking the people that I'm going to plead my fucking case to, the fucking common law jury, they're going to be looking at their fucking rights. And they're going to be looking at your rich fucking ass and what you tried to do with your fucking wealth to fucking violate my rights. And they're going to sack your fucking ass. They're going to hang you outside the courthouse. That's why it was put in fucking place. So there wouldn't be no goddamn serfs. So there wouldn't be no peon peasants. No coolies. Everybody had an equal fucking chance. Everybody had an equal start. Everybody had an equal ownership in the goddamn public fucking lands in this fucking country. The public fucking goddamn resources in this country. Who in the fuck sat down? It's just like those things I was talking about before, the, you know, on those programs I watched, where the fucking criminal son of a bitches who had done all the, they'd stolen, shot, murdered to get fucking piles of fucking goddamn wealth. And then they get annexed into a goddamn state or a fucking goddamn county. And they just all sit down, all the criminals just sit down. We got all the money, so we, the money is what it, no, it was never supposed to be about goddamn mammon. Even the fucking republic that they sold us, which was a fucking lie, because we never consented to it. We never ratified the fucking constitution. But the shit they tried to sell us was that fucking, it was a republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individual. That this would never, well, they fucking tried to tell the people they did not want that goddamn Bill of Rights. They wanted to, fuck, I can see, you can see why now. You can see why they fight it, why they hate it. Because it will not allow them to be aristocrats. It will not them allow them to, just because of whose twat they dropped out of, to pretend that they're fucking better than you. That they have some authority. If you're smarter than they are, if you have more aptitude than they do, I don't care if they dropped out of fucking goddamn Queen Elizabeth's ass. If you're fucking, if you are a better fucking thinker, you're a better fucking doer, you fucking win. Because it isn't, it doesn't matter. I mean, this goddamn aristocratic bullshit doesn't matter. Why in the fuck haven't the people, I mean, there's 7 billion people on this planet. Why haven't we wiped out the goddamn aristocrats? Why? We outnumber the son of a bitches about a fucking, I don't know, millions to one. Because we can be easily, are we really that dumb? Is it ignorance or stupidity? Because ignorance can be cured by fucking education. Stupidity is just fucking stupidity. You've accepted you're a fucking worm beneath their fucking feet. I could never do that. I could never bend a knee to one of them son of a bitches. I'd rather be dead and I'll die trying to kill them. But that's where this country went fucking wrong. This is why this where this world's went wrong. By letting a handful, and they're always like the fucking slimiest, dumb, and they're not smart. They're dumber than a fucking wedge. You fucking listen to them talk, they're dumber than shit. Now you go, how in the fuck did that cocksucker get up there? Well, it's called the Masonic Lodge. They've been building this fucking apparatus for fucking about 2,000 or 3,000 fucking years. And they've been sticking to it and changing it and fucking manipulating it because they want back what they fucking lost to the American Nationals of 1775. We fucking emancipated ourselves as individual free sovereign nationals. We were on a par with them. You fuck with me, Queen, I'll fucking put your ass down. You're not better than me. You're not as good as me. You're not my intellectual nor my physical fucking equal, let alone better. So you better stay the fuck out of my way is what the fucking word ought to be. That's nature. That's the jungle. That's where the jungle lies. And the fact that all of the people that are fucking superior to these son of a bitchin' retard, inbred son of a bitchin' goddamn pedophilic pigs, we're better than they are. That's why we've been pushed down to the bottom. That's why the ignorant and the fucking goddamn go-along suck-ass Jew-loving motherfuckers have been elevated. They ain't a one of them. You go up to them, do they fucking stand up there and fucking get up there and stand up in your face? Or do they hit 911 balls and run? That's who you're fucking dealing with. You got to realize it and just get rid of the son of a bitches. We're going to play this game on an even playing field. We're taking everything fucking back. Every fucking thing you have stolen, you're giving back. And you're going to, if you were a thief and a knowing thief and you did it knowingly, you're going to fucking hang. You're going to be fucking dead. You're not even going to be in the race. But then we will start on an even playing field where intelligence and aptitude fucking matter. And goddamn work ethic. Where that's what wins the fucking day, not your fucking relationship, not because you're cornholing some goddamn fucking mason over there. That's not going to give you a boost up the fucking ladder. You're going to go out there and you're going to fucking do it by your fucking own fucking initiative. And even the people who fucking, I mean, the people who are fucking, like right now, they're releasing the fucking mentally ill on the fucking streets. Now those people, they own a part of this fucking country. They really do. Just like you and I do. It's just how we decide to exploit it. And we were told that we would have goddamn debt-free currency to exploit what belonged to us. But those people are taken care of. There's more. I mean, just goddamn what they just have for their start-off shit would take care of a fucking person who was completely retarded for the rest of their fucking life in fucking grand style. No abuse or anything. You know, let them live out their lives the best way they can. Keep an eyeball on them so they don't do anything to hurt anybody else. And we could have things right. It was built to be right. It's us that has failed to make it right. It is us who has allowed the shit to occur. We'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holler tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again. There's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew. And them that refute it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
We got
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:41 Pacific Time. Of course, that was Guns N' Roses with Welcome to the Fucking Jungle. And man, you know what I talk about? You fucking think this place doesn't exist? You know, you got to visit sometime. I mean, a lot of people haven't been in the fucking jungle. You haven't seen the goddamn jungle. You don't understand what goes on out here. I mean, the fucking, you see the statistics and shit and right on the TV and they catch every fucking criminal. They fucking, every murder's been solved in this country forever. Fucking, bullshit. Bullshit. Oh, let's see here. White House resorts to economy doing greater. We were talking about the famine. We don't have a famine, so we're doing real fucking good, guys. I mean, our people are living under underpasses, but they got fucking dog food to eat. So fucking hey man, that's what you got to get used to, because you got to learn to live like a Russian. That goddamn son of a bitch, what was his name over there in RBN? Okay, but he's the one that said, you know, when this whole fucking shit started, he said this is to change us over. We'll be more like the Russians. We're gonna live like the Russians. That's what they've decided. Who's decided? You little punk bitch motherfucker. I've seen you. You know, he worked with fucking in Hollywood with fucking with the big wigs and everything, and he really thought he was a smart little son of a bitch. Give me fucking 3 seconds with you. We'll see what you fucking think then, motherfucker. I'll give you a taste of the jungle. You punk bitch. We ain't living like goddamn Russians. This is the richest country on planet Earth. It belongs to the American nationals, and by God, we're going to fucking live it. We'll take it back from you, and even the shit you've taken and hauled off, you're bringing it back. Unless you want to eat some fucking atomic bombs. Let's see here.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, the question should have been asked, what sex of Russians are you talking about? You talking about the one that was under communism?
Well, you know, people think that communism fucking is gone in the USSR. No more than communism is dead in the United States. They have the Communist Party operating in the fucking, in Russia. And fucking, one of Putin's wet dreams is to have the Soviet Union be, you know, they're going to be like, they divide this country up into like three fucking chunks. The Chinese are going to run us and run one chunk of it because they're very good at oppressing fucking people, but they ain't tried to oppress fucking Americans yet. Come give it a go, you son of a bitch. MacArthur walked through your fucking asses like you didn't exist, and we'll burn you to the fucking ground. We will fucking make your goddamn whole country one big glowing fucking hunk of junk for 1,000 years. And then you got the goddamn fucking Russians. Since the beginning of this, when they talked about world communism, who was in the lead there? Lenin, Trotsky, fucking Marx. You know, this was the fucking thing. We're gonna take over the fucking world. And fucking, I think it was Brezhnev. I think he's the one that said that America would be taken without firing a shot, that they would vote communism in. It would take a stupid motherfucker to vote communism over the goddamn Bill of Rights, I think. But, you know, they've made it about far as they're going to fucking make it. People are feeling it. When the American people, even though they were more subdued than they ever fucking imagined all their lives. Like, I was born into fucking communism, so we're fucking you. This fucking place, that goddamn Roosevelt, that FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Some of my best friends are communists, and you were a fucking communist. And he is the, and that goddamn, what the hell was the guy that fucking ran him? Harry, what? Do it louder? Can't get it. Oh, Harry Hopkins. He was the communist that ran this fucking country during World War II while we were saving international communism. See, the Russians were supposed to come out on fucking top. I mean, they were supposed to be the big fucking dog. Then here come along the Chinese. And they even got more fucking people. So they're kind of, it's like they're all out there vying over who's going to get what. When you ain't got nothing yet, you son of a bitches, there's only a handful of you. Yeah, I mean, you better go out first. You better go out and see if you can find enough fucking mercenaries to fight 7 billion fucking people out of that 7 billion fucking people that won't just get fucking slaughtered in one fucking day. You can see if you can find somebody who was willing to die for fucking shekels that aren't going to do them any good because they're fucking dead to come and fucking try to take these fucking our goddamn freedoms and liberties away from. Because the people here, they just now coming to the realization that they never had true freedom and liberty. That their fucking freedom and liberty was hijacked back in 1871 and 1878, 1869. Actually, first hijacked by Abraham Springsteen, that Jew motherfucking cocksucker, when he declared martial law. He could not do it. He did not have the authority. It was a violation of the 9th article of the highest ratified fucking unalienable law of December 15, 1791. He did not have the authority. And when the people filed the goddamn mandamuses against him, he should have been arrested. When he wasn't arrested, the people should have threw off their fucking blue uniforms and their gray uniforms and put on their goddamn clothes and went to Washington, D.C. and hung the whole fucking lot of them. Once again, the second mistake, the first mistake was the first Americans not going to Philadelphia and hanging the son of a bitches. These same motherfuckers have been the misery all the fucking history of this fucking country and this planet. It's those Zionist fucking Jews. It's those goddamn Khazarian motherfuckers in the Ukraine. That's who's causing all the fucking problems. Eliminate them and you could have goddamn peace and quiet on this country. You could fucking, I mean, you could feel real freedom felt like. Where somebody ain't fucking looking to, see, the reason they're looking so hard, the reason they want the super surveillance they want. Well, goddamn, you look at all the fucking cameras, man. If you get to look at them, it's unbelievable. What the fuck are cameras doing in the United States of America? Would somebody tell me? They do not have the fucking authority to surveil us. But why do they have to surveil us? And why do they have to, their communication is so goddamn important to them? Because there ain't but a fucking handful of them. When something happens, they have to be able to fucking, they have to know right when it's happening. I mean, you know, so that there can't be no entrenchment, because they understand entrenchment even if the fucking American nationals aren't smart enough to yet. There can't be any entrenchment. You can't get something going, you know, like a fight in Waco would have been, or a fight up there in fucking Montana with the Freeman would have been. You can't let nothing like that get going, so you got to know where it is immediately. And they have goddamn response teams, 2,500-man response teams to get there in fucking within 4 hours. If you had 10,000 there to greet them, kill them right on the fucking spot. Well, what the fuck would they, I guess that would change things quite a bit. Or if you took this surveillance thing that you paid for and crushed it in the fucking streets and said, you're not going to watch me. You can, if you want to fucking be secure that I'm out here and that I'm be secure in what I am fucking doing, quit fucking with me. But fucking with my rights, and I'll be doing what Americans are supposed to do. I'll be exercising my rights. I'll be exercising my freedoms, and I will not be fucking walking on my neighbor's fucking freedoms and liberties in doing so. And I'll be happy. And if I'm happy, you don't have to be afraid of me. So the reason you're so fucking afraid of me is because you know. The people aren't happy. And the reason you need so much goddamn surveillance, because you know how many people there truly is that want to fucking rip your ass out of the goddamn, at the roots and hang you from a fucking goddamn power pole. And that's the truth of it, people. That's why would you need surveillance? Or, I mean, if this country was what it was supposed to be, what it is in the Bill of Rights, the autonomous country that it is with a government that fucking does what the people says and they fucking serve you. They were supposed to serve you. But the bottom line is, we didn't even ask for that. We didn't ask for no government. So we didn't ask you service. Thank you very much. Go away. No solicitation here. They just sat down and fucking just said, I'm going to be this, I'm going to be that. Let's name a king. Oh, well, then you have your fucking phony ass little fucking chop down the cherry tree bullshit story about fucking Washington. I could never be a king. Maybe he'll be president. So he was appointed president? Who ran against him? Huh? Who ran against? I mean, you said it was a democratic form of elections. Who was the fucking other son of a bitch that was fucking vying for the fucking job, promising you something different? Who was it? It didn't exist. And it's been a fucking dictatorship ever fucking since. It's been an aristocratic fucking dictatorship. When the fucking Bill of Rights gets in the fucking way, they bring in the fucking big guns. I mean, they had to do it slowly. They had to work it in incrementally. Had they tried this all at once, they would have just got slaughtered. But they hit fucking one guy, just a single guy. Like, I remember one guy, he was a black dude, man, and they had fucked with him. He had a business, and fucking, they told his fucking story. But I mean, they just fucked with him, and he was within the law. He just wanted to be left the fuck alone, and he didn't want to fucking, I guess maybe he wouldn't join the fucking Masonic Lodge, I don't know. But finally, he had enough of him, he fucking shot it out with him, he got killed. But the bottom line is, that's not what this fucking country was supposed to be. These cocksuckers are not supposed to be. There's not supposed to be no ruling class in the United States of these Americas. We're all supposed to be equal. Equal in stature, equal under the law. And then we have the massive resources of this country that belong to each and every fucking one of an American national, and can only be taken from an American national through the due process of law outlined in the fucking Bill of Rights. The written, ratified law, written by we the people, for we the people, ratified, consented to by we the people, December 15, 1791. That's all they're supposed to be. And you tell me what the fuck I keep saying it. Man, that goddamn Constitution for all my life was so fucking important. It was such an important thing, important. And the more I looked at it, the more I learned, the more I was like, why is that fucking thing? But all it is fucking goddamn rich fucking people power. It's fucking taken from the 1% of the population's taken 99% of the fucking wealth of the wealthiest country on planet Earth. And the rest of us, the other 99%, we're surviving. I mean, hey, we're not in famine. So that must be all right for them to fucking take 99% of the wealth of this country that is made on the back of the fucking the people. You think this hand for 238 people made that goddamn money? You think they did the fucking work to fucking acquire that money? Hell no, they didn't. That's why you feel so outraged. When you see that son of a bitch, Biden decided to give another $270 billion to Ukraine. We can't figure out where it's going. It's going in a black hole is what it's doing. You see, no, it ain't going in a black hole. It's just like when Trump was up there. First thing he wanted was after these son of a bitches who had fucking about broke the country in 2008. I mean, they had broke the country. They fucking bankrupted our fucking asses. But I mean, we were paying goddamn banks off around the fucking world. People we don't even fucking, I mean, have no fucking connection to. That's why this Ukraine shit's the same way. But the first thing that dirty cocksucker, these same people who stole from us, who should have been put against the wall and shot dead for their crimes against we the people, and then our fucking wealth returned to us, these same son of a bitches, as soon as Trump was in office, well, we need to give these guys $3.2 trillion. And people, yeah, and then we'll go, then they're going to trickle some jobs on us. They're going to piss. I mean, they're going to trickle some jobs on us. How fucking stupid could anybody be? And then all the 8 years that fucking Obama was in there, they were shipping our goddamn industry out of this country at our expense. We were paying to ship our fucking factories to China. And then there was the stimulus money. Oh, we got to have stimulus money. GE got stimulus money. You know what they did with it? They built a factory in fucking China. And then they took, and that year, They took all the write-offs on their international fucking books because they're playing this fucking game internationally. It's a Ponzi scheme. It's fucking, it's a con. It's a big, one big fucking con. Because they fucking, they got a fucking $1 billion from us to build them a fucking plant over there in fucking, China. Forced fucking legislation through this fucking non-goddamn governmental agency called, they're calling the Congress. It is not a Congress because it can't be a Congress because the Congress is not what the fucking goddamn, what a, oh, goddamn, oh, man, what a goddamn business. I will say business for now, capitalist motherfuckers. What a corporation. It's not what a corporation fucking puts out. They've taken control of the fucking, the whole mechanism. They've taken control of the food. They've taken, you're watching it yourself, they've taken control of our fucking petroleum products that belongs to each and every fucking American national. We can tell them, hey, you know what, fuck you, your lease is shut down. We the people say, hey, who's on the fine, I mean, they try to wear two hats. They try to wear the hat of the corporation, and then when they need to fucking to say, well, we have some kind of lawful authority, they throw the other hat on. Well, no, you don't, you son of a bitch. You commit treason. You're done right there. The first fucking act of treason, you're fucking done. You bought yourself a rope. But they try to play this fucking double fucking person fucking game where they're, where, well, yeah, we're that, we are a corporation, actually. But we're also your goddamn rulers. No, you're not, son of a bitch. You cannot be. The Bill of Rights, the fucking supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of this country forbids it. Says you can never take away my fucking freedom and my liberty. If you do, I'm supposed to blow your fucking head off. I'm supposed to hang you. You take the courts away. If the courts are there, I take you to the fucking courts and I have you hung. By the fucking common law. Not this goddamn administrative admiralty star chamber bullshit that is not allowed on goddamn this land. Which our forefathers, many of our forefathers died. One of their reasons for fighting was to get the fucking dreaded admiralty of the fucking king off of our land. That's the law of the fucking sea. That's the law of empires. That's why it is the law of the sea. Because it covers such great, massive fucking areas with the authority of one cocksucker. That cocksucker being King George III. It was never to be here. Goddamn, I'll tell you right now, Patrick Henry, fucking, Nathan Hale, fucking, you name it, man. These guys saw what we were fucking letting happen, and right now they go, you fucking idiots or cowards. I'll say it, you're fucking idiots or cowards. Because you have to be. Because you have the absolute authority to shut these fuckers down hard. Not only shut them down, but to destroy them. You have the authority to destroy them internationally because they have attacked you internationally. You have the right to drag their asses from every fucking country. And every son of a bitch that has stolen is so much as one thin fucking dime from us. We have the right to demand you bring it back, you thieving motherfucker and the thief that stole it. Because we're hanging his ass, and the fucking goddamn money's going back to our fucking people. It belongs to us, you thieving son of a bitch. I mean, I've seen these commercials where they fucking steal people's houses. Well, once they've stolen it, they tell you on this commercial, there's nothing you can do. Yeah, there is something I can do about it. I can possess that property. I can take goddamn and fill that son of a bitch full of AR-15s and clips, and I can possess that son of a bitch, and then we'll see if you can take that motherfucker from me. But I mean, they admit that it's a fraud. They admit that this whole goddamn thing's a fraud. Well, but it's a fraud, but yeah, but we done did it, so there ain't really nothing. You want to bet? We can eliminate you and eliminate your fucking fraud. Take back everything you fucking stolen like should be. My fucking gun gets stolen. And it's gone for 10, 20 fucking years. My gun turns up. I don't give a fuck who's got it, who's that gun belongs to. It fucking belongs to me. I'm the fucker it was stole from. You want to go after the son of a bitch that sold it to you, go after him. That's your fucking prerogative. And he wants to go after the son of a bitch that sold it to him, he can do it. But that's my fucking gun. Like, this is my fucking country.
like it's my fucking wealth, you son of a bitches. My freedom, my liberty. And no amount of time is going to fucking change that. It's just a matter of time until we fucking enforce it. Until we drive it so far down your throat it comes out your goddamn toenails. Anyway, that's enough ranting for a Friday. We'll be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, give a good long thought about it. I mean, you know, I was thinking about the cigarette thing, ironically enough, because Howell's quitting smoking. You know, and coincidentally, you know, like about 3 or 4 days, 4 or 5 days ago, I stopped smoking. I want Laura to stop smoking, and she's got the patches and stuff, and I don't want to be in no temptation around her. But, you know, to me, fucking quitting smoking, I throw the son of a bitch down. I mean, you have willpower? Do you have a will? Some person wrote on there that, oh, you'll last 7 hours, you'll be smoking. Well, 7 hours, I ain't smoking, neither is Hal. And I said my money was on Hal. But I'm going to tell you something here. If you can't quit smoking for 7 fucking hours, what makes you, I mean, people come on and say, yeah, I'm ready to fight. I'm going to fight these son of a bitches. You can't, you don't have the fortitude, the fucking goddamn will to just lay down a fucking cigarette. You ain't going to fucking hurt nobody. You better re-examine your thought that you have your mind correct, because you do not. If you have your mind fucking, where it's supposed to be, where it understands what's getting ready to go down and it's ready to fucking face it, throwing down a fucking cigarette ain't nothing. It ain't even a fucking consideration. I just wanted to throw that in there, and that is the word from the trenches.
I have done all I can do.
Cookies!